in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DeafNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's podcast, we bring you...
The Liverpool Art Prize 2010 calls for nominations.
Sound art.
Art markets galore.
All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. News this week. News. What can I say? 2010 Liverpool Art Prize nominations are open. Ian, I was really shocked. I did see twitterings about this. So the Liverpool Art Prize nominations are open, which only seems like, you know, maybe six months ago that the Liverpool Art Prize 2009 was on. Where's the year gone?
Yeah, but we have been fairly quiet since then, and we've actually left it a bit late compared to last year. So the actual Art Prize exhibition and so on will be opening next May sometime, 12th, 13th, 14th, somewhere around there. In May, so that gives us enough time to organise it. And so, yeah, we've opened up the call for nominations. We've already got a few already, first day, and we're really excited about it now, having had a bit of rest and thought about how we're going to do next year. It's going to be really, really big and exciting next year. We're going to do even more stuff. We'll be releasing more details about that at a later date. But meanwhile, we just urge artists. It's open to art, professional artists who are born in Liverpool or are based in Liverpool, and they can nominate themselves or somebody else can nominate them. So just go to the website, liverpoolartprize.com, and you'll see the online nomination form there.
Now, last year, you must have had a whole pile of nominations, but there was a fantastic exhibition that took place at the Contemporary Urban Centre. Is that going to be the venue for next year's Art Prize?
Yeah, same venue, the third floor of the Contemporary Urban Centre, and same sponsors, same prizes.
Same winner?
Nope. Actually, there's a rule that shortlist artists from 1 year can't be nominated for the following year, so they have to take a year off. This year it was a great exhibition, and Alan Al won the main prize, and Elizabeth Willow the People's Choice Prize. It was great, so we're really excited about what's going to happen next year.
Excellent. I've put together some sort of little video, which is mainly audio and a few snaps, which I'll link to this somewhere, this article somewhere. So that's really good. I'm looking forward to that. I mean, obviously, it's a lot of hard work for you and Monarco, who's sitting down over there. So good luck to you, both of you. Now, big news in the arts and website-y kind of world here in Liverpool. Open Culture got a brand new website.
Yes, Open Culture. This is the thing that was set up by Phil Redmond during 2008 to help various organisations find, you know, sort of match up with people who wanted to sponsor or organise events and the people who wanted to do events, try and match them up and so on, and a sort of portal to publicise whatever activities you're doing. People can upload their news and pictures and videos and so on. So that website was set up pretty quickly, I think, during 2008 to get it going. And now they've spruced it up a bit and relaunched it just this weekend. It's www.culture.org.uk. And because I was in there straight away on Sunday, one of the first people to upload some stuff, and I broke it because I was uploading a few pictures from the big winter art market that they organised at St George's Hall on the Saturday. And I uploaded a few pictures and it all came out a bit of a mess. So I apologise to them, and they've sourced it out now. It looks very nice again. But obviously you get these slight glitches when you launch a new website.
Well, Ian, what can I say? It's going to go. I've had a look myself, and very nice it is too. Very nice. I'm glad to hear that it is now fixed again after you've broken it. But you may well be able to upload pictures, upload video. Where's the audio? Where's the bit where it's upload audio here?
Good point. Yes, there isn't one.
I must have a chat with Charlotte about that. Or maybe I'll be able to get Phil on the phone.
Yeah, maybe. You can try.
Yeah, I can try. What else has been in the news this week? Have any penguins gone missing? Is Tracy Emin's Roman Standard still there?
The Roman Standard's still there, yes. I haven't heard of any penguins going missing. We did spot one that was a bit loose, so we reported that to the penguin hotline. And that was in Church Street, got well battered by loads and loads of people. Go Penguins is going really well. We've been around a few, and it's just been great to see people interacting with them. You know, that families are there queuing up to take pictures of each other, and the kids love it. And so it's really good to see so many people enjoying it. And they're going to basically there's merchandise coming out now as well as mugs and calendars, and there'll be some Christmas cards soon, and what else? All kinds. There's an online shop, and also it's in various shops as well.
Brilliant, because we are sitting here and we're looking at a penguin on your desk here. Now, these penguins were in very short supply. They're £2. They're from Home and Bargain, or Home Bargain as it's called. Now, I heard they were in very short supply, so I was in Manchester and I nipped along to a shop in Manchester, partner organisation for Home Bargain. Got a couple. Oh, yes, yes. Checked out the price on eBay. They're going for a fiver on eBay. Hard to find objects. I get home and there's a couple sitting on my dining room table. I say dining room table, I mean the table in the kitchen. Back kitchen as well. It's good to see the merchandise. These penguins are brilliant at £2. So it's good to see there's a lot of stuff out there.
And you can get them in Manchester as well. That's good news, isn't it?
Well, I think you must be able to get them out all over the country.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, very good. And do you have a front kitchen as well as a back kitchen?
No, I've got a back kitchen, and then we've got a back kitchen, which is known as the yard.
Right. Or utility area.
No, the yard. We don't have a utility area. Anyway, so that sounds really good with the penguins. And is it going well?
It is, yes. And there's also the gallery on Arsenal. We've been getting like over 5,000 page views every day of the gallery. So that's really, really good. Yeah, it's going great. So it's see how it continues. Oh, they're doing it. That was the other thing. They're doing a coffee table book as well, similar to the Ghost Superman Bananas book that came out last year.
Brilliant. And not to leave Mankey Monkey out, but I see their headquarters on Hanover Street. I popped in there the other day. Was wishing them well. They were mankeying their monkeys.
Yes. We just haven't been able to pop in. When we've been past, it's been too late or too early or something. We haven't actually gone in yet since they started working on them. But yeah, I believe it's going well, and there'll be monkeys released, Mankey Monkeys released very soon, I believe.
And that's the news this week. Roundup of the week. Roundup of the week. So, Ian, rounding up the week. Tell us, Cornerstone Gallery, prepaid, lots of other things that you've been to. Give us the lowdown.
Yes, prepaid at Cornerstone Gallery. This is the thing we were talking about last week. The postcards. They have about 70 postcards painted by artists, of course, some very well-known artists and some celebrities as well, and even me and Monaco. And we went along to the viewing last week, and it's very good. It was good last year, but it's amazing. You know, they're only very small, well, postcard size postcards, and they look really. There's some really good, artwork there. Paintings or drawings, or some even have created 3D things from them, and they're good. So we've already sort of selected a few we might want to bid on at the auction, which is next week, actually, the Wednesday. The 9th of December. I think you can go along from 5:30 and have a few drinks and have a long look at the artworks. And then the auction starts at 6:30, and it's always good fun. Bids start at £10, and you might end up with one by Rolf Harris or some other famous person.
Rolf, of course, Rolf Harris. He was he had the Kerwin, or he was part of taking part in the exhibition there, the Kerwin at 50 Gallery. Kerwin at 50 Gallery, excuse me. Kerwin at 50. Kerwin Studio, that was it. Oh, good. So he might have some stuff in there. And are the works available to see online? Because I can't get down there, and it's like I'd really like to be able to have a look and go, oh yeah, okay, I might want to bid on that one. I might want to bid on that one.
That's right. Yes, there are. There's a link from our website at the Cornerstone Gallery website, which is part of Hope University. There's a page there with nice pictures of every single postcard. And a list of the artists, because it doesn't say who did which, but you can work out a few of them. Yeah, have a look and make some notes and go along to the auction with your notes and bid on a few.
Excellent. I might also do that. At the same time, I might not. Knowing what I'm like. St George's Hall building Merseyside presented by Dot Art. Give us a what's that about?
St George's Hall. They've got they often have quite a few sort of small exhibitions there. This is a bit bigger than usual ones. It's on the second floor in the corridor area, and also there's a room called, which they're calling the Artist Studio, I think, which is a room I haven't seen before. It's just an empty room with a fireplace, and they've sort of put boardings up on the walls to make it into a proper little gallery there. And so Dot Art, this is the first in a series, I think, of exhibitions they'll be holding there, of some of the Dot Art artists. So some works in that room I think they're mainly photographs in there by Picard and, I can't remember the names now, sorry, but a few artists and in the corridor as well. And it's a good show, yes, it's called Building in Merseyside, and it's interpretation of the architecture of Liverpool and the surrounding area. So some very familiar sites are in there.
Now, this is the exhibition spaces that they used quite a lot in 2008, wasn't it? The upstairs kind of floor, am I getting this right?
I think, yeah, that's right, yes. That corridor area certainly had a few small exhibitions, community groups and things like that. But now, yes, I think there's going to be a series of exhibitions from organised by Dot Art.
Brilliant. Well, it's good to see the space being used. Now, give us more of the lowdown.
The Gallery Liverpool, this is this new gallery in Stanhope Street, which opened just a couple of months ago with the photographic exhibition by Stephanie DeLang. Now they've got a big group show, which is called the Christmas Art Exhibition. Not really Christmassy artwork, but good opportunity to buy artwork as Christmas presents, and people were. It was packed out, which is good. There's a lot of good artists as well and good artwork. Really good show, actually, and so we could hardly get in. It was so packed, and they were rushing around, sticking red dots here, there, and everywhere. But there'll still be quite a few works for sale. So go along. It's it's in Stanhope Street. It's the place above Atkinson's Framers, and it's a very nice gallery. And it's open until the 18th of December. So definitely recommend that.
Yeah, go on and tell us. You mentioned earlier you were uploading photographs to the Open Culture website. Tell us about the art market.
Yeah, this another packed house event. This was at St George's Hall. It was really well advertised. You might have seen it on the great big screen opposite Lime Street Station. Organised by Open Culture, they organised the art markets in the piazza outside the Metropolitan Cathedral during the summer. But for the winter, they organised this big indoor event. So it was in the great big hall in St George's Hall. And there were about 80 stalls there, quite a few arts and crafts people that we haven't seen before. They'd come from further afield, and all good stuff. And it was there was obviously thousands of people there. It started at 10 in the morning, and apparently people were trying to get in there before 10 to buy stuff, and finished about 5. I was just really, really busy all day. We had a great atmosphere as well. They were serving food and drink there, and a lot of people taking the opportunity to look around St George's Hall as well, because still a lot amazing number of people who live in Liverpool and still haven't been to St George's Hall, maybe because it was closed for so long, but now it's open all the time and people can look around anytime. But they were coupling a tour of the hall with buying some works in the art market.
Thank you. And now we are Liverpool is becoming the art market city of the Northwest, if not of the North.
Indeed, yes. There's so many loads of arts and crafts market going on every weekend, and also on the late Thursdays. We've noticed people from Manchester and so on are coming into Liverpool to have stalls and also to buy stuff. Definitely. So there's a few more coming up.
Excellent. Well, that's really healthy if you're getting people coming over from Manchester to sell stuff over here.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's the roundup of the week. This week, Ian, rambling through this week, but I'm running at a great pace through this week. What's going on? I know there's something going on Friday, which I know I can't go to. I really don't want to talk about that, but I know that you'll have to at some point later. But tell us about everything else that's going on. More art markets, no doubt.
Yes, I just should mention there's lots of free Christmas fun for the family at NML, National Museum of Liverpool. They've just sent us a list of various things that are going on, all that, lots of Christmassy stuff. Victorian Christmas at Sudley House and festive fun at the Walker and Christmas boxes at the Conservation Centre. That's all, actually most of that's later in the month, but have a look at that list, long list of activities at NML and also at the Blue Coat. Lots of events going on there, mainly the late nights, Thursday's late night shopping in Liverpool anyway, but the retail outlets at the Blue Coat are opening late, including Land Baby. I was there the other day and interviewed Claire Bates, who runs Land Baby. It's a very nice shop there. They're doing, and them and other people in the studios are doing, it's on the theme of thrifty Christmas and making your own stuff, make, do, and mend, and all that sort of stuff. So check out that list on the website as well, and listen to the interview I did with Claire. So then this Wednesday, exhibitions, back to the visual arts here, we have Winter Blues number 4. This is the fourth Winter Blues exhibition, curated by Headspace at the Egg Cafe, Headspace. So again, it's a group show on the theme of winter blues, but they're really nice wintry scenes. But on Thursday, with the opposite to blues, we've got Merry in the Mocha. The Mocha Lounge, the new exhibition opening on Thursday evening from 6 till 8, features the work of Frank DeCastro, Maria Finningen, Mike Gill, John Phillis, and there's a couple of others been added as well. I can't remember the name, sorry.
That's okay, that sounds good. Now, also opening the same night, Christmas Collection at the Art Room Parkgate. I still haven't been to the Art Room Parkgate, have I? But go on, tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, you should go to the Art Room in Parkgate. It's a nice little place next door to the post office. It's the old, what used to be the post office, I think. Next door to the Marsh Cat restaurant, which is a really nice restaurant. On the parade there at Parkgate, it's lovely. Walk along there on a crisp winter's morning and or afternoon even, and pop into the Art Room. So it's a Christmas collection. Again, I think it's for artists, not much details, but it opens on Thursday from 4, they always open at 4 till 9 o'clock. So get along there if you can.
Now, we're just about to talk about Hot House at the Blue Coat Display Centre. This morning, I was listening to a, who was it? I think it was Radio Merseyside. Tony Schnell was interviewing a gentleman from somewhere nearby, who was talking about the own art scheme, and he was talking about how he'd been, the Arts Council run the own art scheme, which is interest-free credit to purchase artworks, and there's a number of member galleries. One of those, of course, being the Blue Coat Display Centre. And the Blue Coat Display Centre, if you missed it, because we're recording this on Monday, featured in Imagine on Monday, which is tonight. Ian doesn't know anything about this. So you may well have seen Imagine, and if not, then pick it up on the iPlayer, and you can hear this gentleman talking about the Blue Coat Display Centre and the lovely works that he's purchased there, and also the fine own art scheme, artwork on interest-free credit. Buy it now before Christmas. And Hot House is the exhibition that's on at the Blue Coat Display Centre. So, Ian, back to you. Tell us about Hot House.
But I thought this week's Imagine was about Shirley Bassey.
No, it's not about Shirley Bassey. It's about contemporary art market.
Okay. Yeah, I missed that then. Okay. Well, I'm going to miss it.
Well, you'll go now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll catch it online anyway, whichever. I did watch Saatchi's School of...
I missed it. Twittering about it, I'd missed it. Somebody else said, oh yeah, I've seen it. Mail out had seen it. I went, oh my god, I'd missed it. And I was with family. I couldn't go, oh, can we just turn this video off that we're watching, just to watch Saatchi's School of Everything, School of Saatchi, because I'd have just got shouted at and things like that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's not a very good program. These reality things never are, but yeah, it's fairly interesting. What's some interesting stuff? Anyway,
but it has had Suki Chan in it. Who's a Northwest Art?
Oh, is she? Yeah, right. I didn't realise. Yeah, she's good. She's one of the better ones, actually. Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
I've got some of her work.
Oh, right. They did some good work actually, so that was interesting. It's just the whole reality type program thing.
Did you see that they were taking the Mickey out of it on Harry Hill? There was a young girl there, and she produced this. There was a towel rail of some sort. She hung a whistle off it, and she was there going, "Oh yeah, this is," and it means such and such. I can't remember. I missed that clip, and it was because it was on Harry Hill, and he's there going, "Oh look, and I've made this," and he whips something out.
Right. Actually, yeah, the one thing that really does gore me a bit is Saatchi. It's sort of about him, but he's shy apparently, and so he never actually appears, and so you have this woman acting as go-between and talking about, well, Saatchi likes this and loves that, and as if it's sort of a message from on high, you know, and the artists are getting a gearing now towards pleasing, you know, producing work to please Saatchi rather than doing what they really want. So that's a bit annoying, but never mind. Back to Hot House at the Blue Coat Display Centre. Who, yes, I think it's the only place in Liverpool. Maybe Open Eye also do the own art scheme. What is Hot House? It's this year actually has been the 50th anniversary of Blue Coat Display Centre, and this is, they've had a whole series of things sort of linked in with the fact that it's the 50th anniversary. This is the final one of the year, and there's lots of artists involved. Linda Jean Jones. Oh, so yeah, that's right. People nominate artists. They did this earlier in the year, yes. Artists that have been involved in a Blue Coat before, Blue Coat Display Centre before, and various people have nominated them to show some of their works. So amongst the nominated artists have been there's Katie Holt and Helen Noakes and Anna Wales and Ellie O'Connell and who else? Satyarupa Bradley. So yeah, it'll all be good stuff. It always is at Blue Coat Display Centre. So they're having a viewing there on Friday, the 4th of December from 5:30 to 7:30. And the exhibition runs until next year, 16th of January.
Now, before we move on to the exhibition that the private view that I can't go to, I had a chat with Maureen Bampton from the Blue Coat Display Centre. When I say chat, I emailed her. Written chat. Yeah, I got a reply. And she said that they were there constantly trying to get into the background when they were filming for Imagine. So we'll have to wait and see if they've turned out in the final cut.
Right, yeah. Should be funny.
Should be, yeah. Now, moving on to... So that is this Friday coming up. I can't go to it, I'm sorry. At the Blue Coat Display Centre. And now, moving on to the star of the night, if you don't mind me saying so. The Blue Coat. Blue Coat's Art Gallery. Janek Schaefer. Tell us about this. Tell us what it's all about. I want to go. I can't.
You're really upset you can't go, aren't you? Oh, it's a shame. Because the Friday, I mean, normally their viewings are on Thursday, but it's the Friday, then opens to the public on the Saturday. And this, in fact, it's Friday, maybe because one of the main things he's doing, the thing he's been commissioned to do, as well as showing other works, is the Winter Hill Transmitter is being turned off this very day, the 1st of December. That's the end of analog broadcasting, TV broadcasting. And so he's been recording this final day of Winter Hill Transmission. And so he's now he's going to create a work from this. So he probably wouldn't have time if the viewing was on Thursday. So it's on Friday. And yeah, so it's all about sound art. Janek Schaefer does a lot of work with sound, sonic art maybe. And so yeah, the viewing's on Friday from 6 till 8. Lots of things going on there. And there's also a few linked events. In January, there's a thing involving Philip Jack. And other things. And apart from the Winter Hill thing, there's various other of his works that he's created. So that's exciting, that. Shame you'll miss it.
Yeah. Okay, let's leave that there. I won't miss I'm going to book for the evening thing. Anyway, I'll see the show.
Yeah, but you've still got plenty of time to see the show. When does it run? Until the 17th of January. So yeah, plenty of Christmas holidays to go and have a look.
Plenty of time there. Now, also on the same night, the Lost Soul and Stranger Service Station, which is the Obluka barbershop, there's a viewing of work by Sharon Much. Tell us a little bit more.
Sharon Much. I'm trying to remember what. Oh, I did have more details. I can't remember. It's just recent work. It's to do with IVF, I think. And she's been collaborating with somebody from the university. I know previously she's done some really nice photographic work that's been printed onto glass. So it may be similar stuff. But our details are a bit sketchy at the moment. It's a bit of a last minute thing. The old Blue Coat barbershop is obviously adjacent to the Blue Coat, and so the viewing is at the same time as the Janek Schaefer thing this Friday. 6 till 8. And then the exhibition goes on till the 19th of December, so just a couple of weeks.
Now, we did mention at the top of the show in the introduction the large number of art and craft fairs which have been going on. There's been lots going on. Now, on the Saturday the 5th, from 11 till 5, there's another art and craft fair at the Blue Coat. So give us a quick lowdown.
Yeah, this is one of the ones organised by Loaca Art. So they're doing a whole series of in the courtyard at the Blue Coat on Saturdays, and they're doing Thursday evenings as well, I think. So yeah, this Saturday from 11 till 5. Then there's more. There's a new one just appeared. The Rococo Cafe. I don't know if you know it. It's a nice cafe above T-Mobile on Lord Street. Yeah, it's a nice cafe. And some of these stallholders we've seen at other of the craft fairs. And that opens 10 till 4 on Sunday, the 6th of December. And is there any more coming up? I'm sure there's one. There's one in Bull Street this weekend, maybe. But anyway, that's it for this week. But also, actually, on the Sunday, I should mention this because I nearly forgot. Sunday, 6th December, we'll be out early in the morning, even before this craft market opens, to see the Santa Dash.
Oh yeah, the Santa Dash. Now, we did promise last year that we would do the Santa Dash. And we it's you're not well. It's too late. We've just gone. Oh yeah, it's a Santa Dash. So we completely forgotten that we would meant that we'd say that we'd do that. So we apologise wholeheartedly and unreservedly to any of our listeners who thought that we were actually really going to do that.
I don't remember promising, but yes, I'm sure there's thousands of people out there who are all really keen to sponsor us, weren't they? But yeah, sorry folks, we just can't manage. But me and Monarch will be there, I'm sure. Documenting it, and might even video some of it. But it starts from, I think the run starts at 9:30 from the pier head and goes all around town and ends up at the town hall. So, this is the thing where each year they try and break the Guinness Book of Records record for the most number of Santas in one place at a time. And the record's about 7,000, which is held by Los Angeles or somewhere. And I don't think they've got any chance this year. I think they've got about 5,000, I think. Everywhere's doing it now, just too many. But it's great fun anyway. Yeah, you to see thousands of Santas dashing around Liverpool city centre, and then they all at the end of the race they all wander around town. You see whole clusters of Santas maybe going into art and craft fairs.
Right, well that's certainly a Sunday to plan for, isn't it? It's going okay, whole pile of Santas, and then head along to the craft fair. Yep. Like it, nice idea. Now coming up the next day, Monday, the 7th of December. Approaches to landscapes. Tell us about this.
Dot Art again, they're really busy organising exhibitions here and everywhere, and this is in their own place, Dot Art in Queen Avenue off Castle Street there. And so it's three artists who do landscapes, approaches to landscapes. Simon Birtle, who's got work in that show that I mentioned in St George's Hall. It's just really good oil paintings, I think they are, realistic paintings of local scenes. And Joe Thompson and Roy Monday. Should be good. So they don't have any viewings for this. The venue's not really suitable for that. But it opens to the public on Monday the 7th.
Brilliant. And that is this week. Further ahead this week. Ian, you've just remembered that there's something that you should be said that you should have said earlier that you want to say now. What was it that you should have said earlier that you want to say now?
What I want to say now, that I should have said earlier, is another thing that started this week is at the Unity Theatre. They have exhibitions there on the in the bar and area and the second floor. This one is by Dave Grimbleby. I just like saying that name, actually, Grimbleby. Who's doing a solo exhibition of mystery box assemblages and collages. Look really nice, yeah, like little boxes full of little found objects and things. Look very nice. So that's just opened the 1st of December and runs through to the 9th of January next year.
Brilliant. Okay, well that's not further ahead, but there you go. But you wanted to mention it, so that it slipped in. Now, you also wanted to remind us about Bridget Riley at the Walker. Tell us about that. This ends on the 13th of December. I haven't been. I'm bad. It's guilt. I'll carry it around with me forever.
Well, that's why I wanted to mention it, you see, because further ahead, it's Christmas and New Year and all that, and there's not many new exhibitions opening between now and then, but there are some exhibitions ending, and so I know a lot of people will be so busy with their Christmas shopping and so on, they'll completely forget to go and see the Bridget Riley show, at the Walker. It ends on the 13th of December. Bridget Riley flashback at the Walker. You really got to go and see it. And while you're there, go and see the Rise of Women artists in the other room next to it, which does go on until January sometime, but nevertheless, another great show. So yeah, I would go and look at that. But apart from that, it's there's various things happening, but everyone's concentrating on Christmas now.
Art markets and Christmas. If you haven't been out there to buy anything for your friends and family, we suggest that you get out there soon because the shops are going to be closing early this year.
Really?
No, I just made that up. But you know, it's kind of just trying to give you that kind of like push. Go and get stuff early rather than later. Well, Ian, because I know what I'm like. I know I'm terrible. I'd leave it till, you know, Christmas Eve. No, I wouldn't. No, I always go out and get stuff early. I have to look around first and then cogitate and then go back.
I just don't bother.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say anything, Ian.
I just celebrate Christmas with food and drink and general merriment and watching crap TV and stuff like that. That's the way to celebrate Christmas, not giving useless gifts. But no, there is actually going around the art and craft store. We have picked up quite a few bargains already, which will be sent to people or given to people. And we're no doubt we'll be getting a few more things at the next market stores we go to.
This one on Sunday, particularly.
Or we might even pop into Habitat, which opens this week, as well as new Habitat opening this week. Just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, some people get VIP invites to it. Other people just have to go in with the public.
Yes, sorry about that.
Right, well, I'd like to say I'd like to say thank you very much. I won't, but I'd like to say thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much for listening, and good night.
Thanks for downloading from DeafNet Media.